Climbers are mourning the death of renowned mountaineer Uli Steck, who died yesterday while climbing near Mount Everest in Nepal at 40. It's not yet known what happened, but he was known as the Swiss Machine, setting several records for ascending the north face of Eiger, a peak in the Bernese Alps, that he climbed in 2 hours and 47 minutes without a rope. He also completed the first solo climb of the south face of Annapurna in Nepal and was once awarded the Piolet d'Or, basically the Oscar of mountaineering. Steve House is an American professional climber, a peer, and most important, a good friend of Uli Steck. He joins us by Skype from Ridgway, Colorado. Steve, a loss to the climbing world, but a personal loss for you, so we're so sorry.
Yeah, thank you. He was a great man.
Well, and a great athlete. Tell about some of the things he did. The speed had to do with it, but climbing a whole set of mountains in a certain amount of time. What were some of his accomplishments?
Uli was, I think, it's hard to know even where to begin.
Yeah.
Uli was an incredible athlete, and he brought a level of athleticism to alpinism, which is the term we use for climbing Alps, let's say, climbing mountains as opposed to climbing shorter rock walls or boulders or indoor walls. And within alpinism, you know, you have to be good at everything. You have to be good at rock climbing, ice climbing. You have to understand weather. You have to understand the mountains and their moods and when they're safe and when they're dangerous. And not only did he become really good at that, but he honed his athleticism consciously and consistently for going on 15 years now.
Yeah. Summited Everest without oxygen, traveled between mountains with only on bike or kite.
Oh, he did summer before last, I think, climbed all the 4,000-meter peaks in the Alps, human-powered between them, using his paraglider and a bicycle.
Yeah. He was planning next month to climb part of a route up Mount Everest that had only been successfully completed once. Here is a little bit of him talking about his plans to do that.
I think the chance is there that it's possible, but I don't know. The original Hornbein route has never been repeated since 1963. Nobody was successful to repeat that route. It means this is already quite a challenge.
That's Uli Steck talking about the challenge that lay ahead of him. But he has died on a mountain. And Steve House, you know, is this hard for you?
I'm okay.
Okay. Well, we understand last year it was Uli and a climbing partner who found the bodies of Alex Lowe and David Bridges, who died in Tibet in an avalanche. You know, Lowe, one of the great...
In 1999.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they died in 1999. Uli found them. Lowe, considered one of the greatest mountaineers of all time. It is a part of this life.
Yes, it is. Despite the fact that we have these incredibly tragic outcomes sometimes, I think that it's worth remembering that their quest that they were on, that Uli was on, was an incredibly beautiful and pure quest for his better self. And that's what the world is missing today. We're missing those stories that he was going to bring back to us, that he was going to tell us over the next 40 or 50 years of his life, that what he found, what he learned about himself, what he learned about his humanity, what he learned about his humility, his ego. You know, he was a man that was under an intense amount of you know, in the last years, he'd become so well known. He was pursuing this incredibly dangerous and risky thing. Yet he was under a lot of public scrutiny.
Yeah, a lot of pressure.
Under a lot of pressure.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we humans, we create this world around ourselves that we believe we're in control of, and in climbing mountains, especially, that certainty doesn't exist. The environment is just too complex, too dynamic to know what's going to happen. And eventually, we have to understand as climbers that this can happen to us. There's no escaping that. I've lost far too many friends, and Uli did as well. He was fully aware that that risk existed. Mm-hmm. But I think that no matter how hard these lessons are, this is the real world. And I think what we rightly need to do is respect and even enshrine and idolize these people that gave their lives to teach us these things. It teaches us the lessons in a really hard way, but we need to remember them. We need to tell their stories. We need to laugh about them because they're still here. And this is the real world. The real world is actually imperfect and at times dangerous. And that's where we all live.
Yeah. You get to climb among the gods, up towards the gods, but you are not gods. Steve House helping us remember his friend Uli Steck, the renowned professional alpinist who died yesterday near Mount Everest at 40. Steve, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.